This is the Dry Bean Scene. The Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by Gowan Company, SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Heads Up Crop Protectants, and Johnstown Bean Company. Harvest wrapping up across parts of North Dakota, but it's been a very wet fall for the Devil's Lake region. Rock and Roll agronomy owner Jason Hansen says it's been tough going this fall.
I'll reference a data set that Darrell Richardson had put out where he looked at October percent of normal rainfall, and the number one end-on station in the state is Edmore in Ramsey County at 334% of normal, and number two is Webster in Ramsey County at 328. So that tells you pretty much all you need to know.
Hansen says for dry beans, this year has definitely been a challenge.
A challenge. I had some with the frost. I got 50 acres of black beans that are still out in the field, and they're going to be left there because they didn't make grade because the frost was too damaging. There was too much, I think 30 to 40% damage on those. So nobody wanted them. I have about 300 acres of pintos that are still out, and they will not get combined. They're just abandoned because the quality now is so bad.
Hansen said wet conditions earlier in the season made harvesting difficult, compounding frost damage.
You know, 2,200 acres of dry beans, which is way, way down, just a reflection of the price market was. If you got them off before the rains really got to us, they were decent, but the frost hurt us there too, and then the wet. So, and this was probably overall through the summer, our nicest black and pinto bean fields we've had in a long time. So that's what hurts.
The Dry Bean Scene brought to you by Gowan Company, SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Heads Up Crop Protectants, and Johnstown Bean Company.